thank you everybody for coming out, and it's a pleasure to be able to finally play here. You know, we started this group maybe about a month before Farrell started up the Roots and Ruckus show, and when I first met him in 2005, I'm glad that we're both keeping on. This is an old breakdown called Sandy Boys here. Papa Charlie Jackson number called Your Baby Ain't Sweet Like Mine. And so I've done this alone for a couple of times since I've been here, and so there's a kazoo right under your chair, too.
But is it a good one?
Well, that I don't know. It was in your case, though. Nice to be put this in the band, get the whole trio happening here.
These are both blown out. Anyway, I'll do what I can with them.
Okay. You ready?
All right,
here we go. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. I'm about to tell you all I can.
Yes, sir. She even called me honey. She even let me spend a month. to do. Yes, sir, she even called me honey. She even let me spend the money. Never has a baby put me out though. Even buy me all my clothes. I don't want to brag, just want to put you in line. Your baby ain't sweet like mine, no, no. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. Get low on that jug, get low.
Sample of that. I mean, you know, play it, not drink it. I don't know. Oh yeah, that's real nice. All drugs and all kazoos are not made the same.
Nope.
All
right, Justin, which one would you like to try?
Let's play John Henry.
All
right.
Okay.
Well, this is an old classic one here, and this version here we got from Joe Thompson, who's a 91-year-old black fiddler out of Mebane, North Carolina. That we got to spend a lot of time with. And take a little bit of this and that, of course, you know. The steel driving man. Steel driving man, don't you see? Steel driving man, don't you see? Died with a hammer in his hand. Died with a hammer in his hand. All right, you ready?
Oh. Thank you.
This next one here is one called "Don't Get Trouble in Your Mind." Now I know that you guys danced around here, so if you're in the back and you feel inclined to dance, you can go ahead and dance.
Y'all feel like singing?
Yeah.
Sing all right, that one person. Yeah, you're gonna sing a solo now. Just kidding. Now that's all right. This is good to sing along if you want. You know, right. You don't have to. Now we're not gonna get down there and you know, do this thing. You know.
And give you an eye patch like Phil, you know. We'll do this. Don't get trouble in your mind. So here we go. Repeat after me. Let's see. Don't get trouble in your mind.
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 Now that's a whole lot more than one person I heard singing out there. Sound good too. I appreciate that. Now, if you've never heard this song, it goes a little faster than that when we actually play it. So, you know, just jump right on in when we start it.
Trying to think of what we can work around.
Yeah, we're We got about half our instruments with us. The other half are traveling down to Alabama as we speak.
Yeah. Now we're in the middle of a tour, and this is the first Wednesday we've had in New York City that's been free, so I said we gotta go down to Roots and Ruckus. These two haven't been down to the Jalopy before, and they haven't just seen what a great scene has grown out of Jeff Lynn and Lynette, and then the Roots and Ruckus, how Farrell and, you know, and Willie and and Jesse and all the people that helped start this thing and keep it on, how much work they've done too, and Eli as well, you know. It's been a really nice thing. It's just a thing that very warms my heart, you know, warms my heart to see that the revolution of acoustic music and old time stuff is growing each and every day. But anyway, what?
You do that, Negro J.
All right. This is one here this is the title of our new album, Genuine Negro Jig, and this is a piece that, a couple of banjo scholars by the name of Bob Winans and Greg Adams brought this tune to us a few years back, and we started playing it, and as it turned out, it was written down by a fellow named Dan Emmett, who's accredited with the tune Dixie, and also starting the Virginia Minstrels, which really sparked out a craze of blackface minstrelsy that hit all over the world, and this is one of the pieces that he collected, and we met some other scholars that did a lot of research in Dan Hemet's hometown of Mount Vernon and around surrounding areas of Gambier, and they found there was a black string band family called the Snowdens that knew a lot of tunes and probably knew Dan Emmett and collaborated with him in one way or another. And so this is one of those tunes that they credit with the Snowdens. And we call this now Snowdens Jig.
Thank you.
thank you.
It's a real special thing to play those old songs. Do you mind playing the Briggs Corn Shucking Jig? It's great to play these old songs around here because this is where they made their theater debut. A little bit north of here, right in the Bowery, around the late 1840s. That was when Dan Emmett and all those boys came up and really made a big impression on the folks out in the five corners. You know, five corners. No, I'm losing it. No, what? Was the points? Okay, we were just out in Boston, and the five corners out in Boston, but no, the five points here. Okay, in New York City. That's right.
You ready?
What?
You ready?
Almost.
Oh, okay. You gonna say some more? Okay.
No, I'm ready now. I just had to get mentally prepared.
Oh, okay, okay.
I got my corners and points mixed up.
It's all right. It happens, you know.
Yeah. What was the point of that? No, I'm just kidding with you.
I'm too slow at this moment. Doing out there?
Oh, yeah.
What do you feel like?
Sorry, we're figuring out.
Figuring out the key. Just remember.
To a song that I.
That's it. Oh, it's up there? Okay. Alright.
You got your bag?
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't have his bag.
That's fine. This is a traditional Puerto Rican song.
Oh, I've got eggs in there.
Oh.
Can you hand me that bag? Thank you. This is folk music, y'all. There they are. Here's one.
Boca.
That might be it. Nope.
Two eggs.
I hear that baby hears her toys being played with.
Sale sol Luciana, sole, sole sol Luciana, sole. Ay, a las 5 de la tarde oí cantar un buen pez. Pregunté a dónde lo tocan en casa, sol Luciana, sole. Sole sol Luciana, sole,
sole sol
Luciana, sole. Ay, a las 5 de la tarde oí cantar un buen pez. Pregunté a dónde lo tocan en casa, sol Luciana, sole, sole, sol Luciana, sole, ay, sole, ay, ser palo, yo soy el amo, el palo yo lo sembré, todo el mundo lo envidiaba y ninguno lo pudo coger, sole, sol Luciana, sole, ay, sole, ay, a las 5 de la tarde oí cantar un buen pez. Pregunté a dónde lo tocan en casa, sol Luciana, sole, sole, sol Luciana.
Sole, sole, sol Luciana,
ay, sole. Ay, a las 5 de la tarde oí cantar un buen pez. Pregunté a dónde lo tocan en casa, sol Luciana, sole, sole, sol Luciana, sole. Ay, sole. Ay, del palo yo soy el amo, el palo yo lo sembré. Todo el mundo lo envidiaba y ninguno lo pudo coger. Sole, sol Luciana, sole, ay, sole. Ay, del palo yo soy el amo, el palo yo lo sembré. Todo el mundo lo envidiaba y ninguno lo pudo coger. Sole, sol Luciana, sole, ay, sole. Sí, a las 5 de la tarde oí cantar un buen pez. Pregunté a dónde lo tocan en casa, sol Luciana, sole, sole, sol Luciana, sole, ay, sole, ay, a las 5 de la tarde oí cantar un buen pez. Pregunté a dónde lo tocan en casa, sol Luciana, sole, sole, sol Luciana, sole, ay, sole, ay, a las 5 de la tarde oí cantar un buen pez. Pregunté a dónde lo tocan en casa, sol Luciana, sole, sole, sol Luciana, sole, ay, sole.
Eggs of power.
The eggs of power. We all had to repeat it. What do you want to do? Let's see,
I use this banjo right
now. Yeah.
That's the one.
We're actually going to be a... We're going to be playing back in New York in
the 14th.
14th of October. The 15th of October.
Over at the Bowery.
The
Bowery.
Ides of October. At the Bowery.
The Ides of October.
Yeah, you can use the Ides for any month, not just March.
Not just March. You can get stabbed in the back in
any time. That's right.
Especially New York. Well, let's see. Try to do my money never runs out, but that banjo's not really helping me.
Oh, All right, well, do something else.
How about Railroad Bill? You mind playing Railroad Bill?
Sure. What key is that in?
C.
All right. Doesn't matter. We got the same fit. Just leave it. I'm gonna play you out of G.
So here's one that was done by Will Bennett many years ago. It's a Railroad Bill.
Are you giving us the eye? Literally?
Yeah, it's been a while. How about two more?
Yeah.
That's fine. So I think we've been given the gesture, so we're going to do two more, and Dom's going to do this next one.
All right, well, during that time I got the banjo working here, so I'm going to do My Money Never Runs Out, old Gus Cannon number here.
Silver cup. I eat pork and pears and eat out of my class. I don't care if I never wake up. Now if my money boys was stacked high, I believe my soul would touch the sky. I polish everybody off in diamond dust, man. I don't care with this banjo bass, cause my money don't never run out. Rich fools, you are making me shout. Every good evening by my sweetheart's door I shout. Yes, I'm a living a good all the time. Don't drink no beer and no cheap wine. And I always flate, cause my money don't never run out. Sweetheart's door, I shout. Yes, I'm a living good all the time. Don't drink no beer and no cheap wine. And I always flate, cause my money don't never run out.
Thank you very much for being a wonderful audience. There is lots more wonderful music to follow us, so you know, just stay right there and tip generously everybody down the pike, and we will do this. This is called Hit 'Em Up Style. It's something that's got us on. It's got us a lot further than we thought we'd be getting right now. So we're you know, it's cool.
So like the old time musicians that came before us, we You know, I'm speaking specifically of Papa Diddy, who remade a hit and turned it into a hit again. Bring it, hit 'em up style.
Thank you.